Burnell here on Calvis and Damien. But indeed a minimalist take. Even with the bass clarinet especially pulsing about that rate, what comes to mind almost immediately? The pulsing bass clarinet down there.
The tiller, planting
the seeds. No, music for 18 musicians
when he begins
out. That's incredible.
So that was, you called that the tiller?
The tiller.
The tiller
because of the repetition.
Mm-hmm. Tilling. Or a tiller the Hun.
Yes. Yes, it could be also called the tiller.
Okay.
That's where we buried Attila with Attila.
Okay.
Attila.
Do you teach minimalism to your students, or is that something they pick up?
Well, that's the beautiful thing about this electroacoustic thing, is that I can really show them the beauty of having a tone that produces only one tone at a time. And we talked about polytones and microtones but it's kind of hard to get that to young students. So if you can have an electronic thing and then show them how you can create a chord. I mean, suddenly, oh my gosh, that's a third, oh, that's a fifth, mm-hmm. that's the octave, that's a sixth, that's, you know, some different, you know, these are the extensions of a chord and so forth, and this is the beauty of the beginning of music right here, you know, harmony and so forth. So you can really get them, I think, tuned into it that way, you know. I think minimalism is a great way to teach harmony or you know, and it's very, very accessible.
Especially early minimalism, I mean, basically simple chord structure and lots of color.
Yeah.
And, of course, the rhythm.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Let's hear something else you've got
okay,
recorded.
Sure. Well, this is another thing. This thing was something that I was concerned about because it's only on one track. It's mono, but it's track three. I'm calling it The Urge. And once again, this is not edited, completely unedited. This is from the Vortex series, and it has Jonathan LeMaster. I can't think of the guy's name offhand.
We can conveniently slip it in digitally.
Well, yes. Okay, that's very cool.
Yeah.
We should do that. But Jonathan LeMaster, John McClellan, and I can't think of the guy's name right now. It's slipping my mind.
Aram Khachaturian.
Aram Khachaturian was on there. I could do it.
Thank you.
More about what we just heard.
Oh, okay. So that was a live performance from the Vortex series at Outpost 186 in Cambridge, which is an art venue that's produced by Rob Chalfin also. But we heard John LeMaster on violin and John McClellan on drum set and Daryl Sean on that incredible sounding guitar, and he uses the sort of these two analog little looping things. He's going about it old school. He has like a couple of different four-track recorders and tapes, and he's just switching the tapes back and forth and looping. And I want to check out what he's doing a little bit more. It's really cool.
Old school.
Old
Interesting.
School.
The composer, the performer, has in a course of three generations gone from almost entirely acoustic creature to one whose life is deeply immersed in technological experiences and even requirements sometimes. I mean, it's hard to imagine you working as an artist today in exclusively the acoustic domain. Even if you're an acoustic player, somebody's going to be recording you and you have to be attentive to that.
And I think if it's not recorded, it's really unfortunate. You know, I mean, it's not enough, I think, to just have a small room or a large room where something's not being recorded. I mean, there's a whole... I think people... Maybe it's the economy. I don't know. Maybe it's just that, you know, I'm very content to be at home with my family. I love that. You know, it's... We have to sort of bring the audience to our shows other ways. And, mm-hmm. and you know, electronic media is really, I mean, that's the forefront that's sort of the modern stage,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's interesting, I mean, we're sitting here talking about that, and it occurred to me that yesterday Les Paul died.
Yeah.
One of the great pioneers of technology driven by the musical need.
Right. Yeah. Incredible. I mean, the Les Paul guitar is amazing, you know? I'm a lousy guitar player, but I know that a lot of people love the Les Paul guitar.
Yeah, yeah. But not only the guitar itself, but the early days of his use of recordings, where he had overdubbing equipment actually
right.
built for him.
Right.
I mean, it didn't even exist.
It didn't exist at that time.
This
right.
is what I need to do.
Right.
It's really quite remarkable. And here you have something at your feet which handles all of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My wonderful looping pedal. I love that thing. And then there's pre-programmed things in there also. It's a great piece of technology. It's allowed me to do things that, you know, I couldn't do otherwise, you know. I mean, I can play, I can overdub, I can take great sounds and control it, and then if you have other electronic gear that manipulates the sound, then you can create all kinds of sound montages and so forth. I love doing that. It's one of my favorite things to do.
Do you take requests from your audience?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Just wonder if that was one of the things you love to do as
danger,
well.
Danger,
Will Robinson. You know, you know, it depends. I mean, it depends on the gig. You know.
So what do you have queued here?
Yes, what do we have queued here?
Yeah, this was...
Number 10.
This would be called What If, and it's another Brunel Sarkisian composition. What If?
What If? Our guest today is Todd Burnell, and we're sort of moving around here because we're about to put together a little live improvisation with a couple of us. And before we do that, we're going to hear from the Rivera-Burnell method. This is going to be a piece called West of the Keys. And we're going to continue setting up. We'll move the camera around a little bit for our live internet stream and sort of fall down and bash around. And in the meantime, gentle listening to West of the Keys here on Cal Volz and Damien on the road
in the house. And that's our show for this week, this month. Calvus and Damien on the road in the house. And thanks to Todd Brunell.
Thanks,
thanks
you guys.
To Rob Bonotto for his composition, and to everybody who's out there listening.
And our audience.
Our audience. Audience everywhere.
What's up, man? Oh my God!